USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We have not had an ambassador to Ukraine since 2019, when then-President Trump removed Marie Yovanovitch from the job. Now that the U.S. said it would reestablish its presence in Ukraine, President Biden has made his pick to fill the role.
Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin unleashed a string of attacks against rail and fuel stations far from the front lines of Russia's eastern offensive. The move is seen as an attempt to interrupt Ukrainian efforts to get supplies for the fight, Washington approving a $165 million ammunition sale to Ukraine, while also providing $300 million in financing to buy more supplies. Wall Street ended Monday on a positive note thanks to tech stocks. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio, who was convicted of the 2007 death of her daughter, Mariah. The stay was granted so a lower court can review evidence she claims would exonerate her. It comes as doubts about her guilt has been raised. The case has attracted the attention of lawmakers, celebrities, and even some of the jurors who sentenced her to death. Two parents sentenced to prison in the Varsity Blues College admissions bribery scandal are appealing their convictions. Former Staples executive John Wilson and former casino executive Gamal Abdelaziz say they believe they were making legit donations to get their kids into elite universities. They have been the only parents so far who have gone to trial in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 166 points, the S&P 500 gained 24 points. But inflation remains a concern for investors.
Inflation climbed by 8.5% through March, according to the Consumer Price Index. The high rate of inflation in March was driven by big gains in food, gas, and shelter, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Canadian government calling for an independent public inquiry into its decision to use a law for the first time ever to deal with trucker protests against COVID-19 restrictions. Those who participated blocked border crossings and clogged the streets of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act, which gave the government extraordinary powers on a temporary basis to police, to clear protesters, and freeze the bank accounts of those involved. A jury has been selected in the civil trial against George Hughley. He was convicted of killing his estranged girlfriend, Yardley Love, more than a decade ago in an apartment off the campus of the University of Virginia. The two played on the school's lacrosse team and were close to graduation. The civil suit is being brought by Love's mother and seeks more than $30 million in damages. You can listen to our updates anytime at our website. The address is usaradio.com. Be sure to look us up on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.